Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Pippa is with me on the line today because, Pippa, you got in contact with us. Why?
Andrea, I just find that looking up holidays, the price is always based on two people sharing. And I was looking up just some breaks last night, seeing as we had such a terrible summer. Mm. And it's just so frustrating. You look up a destination, you put in the date, and the box that indicates for two people is usually already pre-ticked. Often you can't change it. And if you manage to change it, the price suddenly jumps, and it jumps by a huge amount.
If you change it from being two people
to one person
sharing, that it jumps.
Yeah, I'll give you an example.
Yeah,
I was looking up Love Holidays. They travel to Marrakesh. So they have a deal for seven nights for two adults. It's $789 per person. And if you're a single person, that jumps to $1,299.
Why is that, Pippa?
I guess it's because you're taking up a double room, and if they can get two people, you know, they will earn significantly more in the room, or you have to be penalised for taking up a double room.
Because if there was two people taking that room, they'd get, what, over about $1,500 for it, effectively?
Exactly,
at $789, yeah. Okay,
I also looked up the travel department last night. A city break to Marrakesh for four nights, $649 per person, right? Mm. And it said a double room for sole use. So if I wanted to go, there would be a $329 supplement on top of that.
So it's not the price of the room. It's not the room you're buying. It's the number of bodies, I suppose, that are in it, effectively.
Exactly, yeah. The number of bodies. But, you know, I'm sure there are lots of single people who want to travel. And I just think it's 2024. Like, why is this still the case? There seems to be no travel company doing anything for singles who just want to go on a break.
Now, I have definitely spotted some companies. Don't ask me off the top of my head now, Pippa, but I can find out for you, that do, you know, single group holidays or solo travel holidays. But it's in a group, though. I don't know if that's what you're looking for.
Exactly. It's often in a group, or often it's sort of a group holiday for single people, sort of inverted commas, dating site type of thing.
Right.
You know, and sometimes also if it's a group for single people, they may ask you to share a room with someone you don't know.
Oh, wouldn't they?
Yeah, yeah. I haven't seen anything that is just, you know, normal price for a single person who wants to go on holiday.
And have you ever gone on any of the organised solo travel group holidays, Pippa?
No, I can't say I have. I haven't, but I've just been kind of looking around, as I said, this past week to see what's up there. And it just seems that, like, you're going to pay at least $300 on top of the holiday price, or $400, you'll have to pay the equivalent of a double price.
Yeah, well, in one case you were quoted over $300 extra for the single supplement, but the first example you gave us, it must be over $500 you were paying more.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. So just wondering if there's anyone else out there who's
found themselves, maybe people can recommend, you know, companies or travel agents or sites that they work with. 1800 453 106, that's the number. A listener here says the room costs what the room costs, whether it's one or two or three people in it, shouldn't be any different. Now, I can understand, maybe it's hardly to do with, you know, the addition of breakfast or something, is it, Pippa, onto it? I can understand if there's two in the room, they'll charge more for that.
Yeah, no, it's nothing to do with that. No, I guess probably hotels just don't do single rooms anymore. And if you're staying, perhaps you're going to cause them a little loss, which is understandable. But I wouldn't mind paying a small supplement, but the supplements are pretty outrageous.
Listener says, it's completely taking advantage of solo travellers. The room is the same whether there's one or two people staying in it. If anything, it's actually less work because there's only one set of towels, so I don't know how they get away with it. Stay with us, Pippa, because Sheila is Sheila's been listening to you. Sheila's on the line as well. What's your experience, Sheila?
I agree totally with your caller there. I've been solo travelling for decades. And the one thing I have noticed over the years is single rooms really don't exist anymore because single beds don't exist. So there's a double room, there's a double bed in every room. So when I'm traveling, I tend to go for longer trips. I'll vary my accommodation. I like a bit of luxury, but I'm really not going to pay an enormous supplement. So I'll often go and do an Airbnb for a few days and maybe have one or two nights of luxury in a nice hotel. Because they're charging you not only for the loss of income for the room, but also one person is going to eat and drink less in the hotel. So, you know, they spend less on all the other stuff as well.
Okay, so it's all the additionals.
But I do think it's really, really irritating. And I have found it irritating over the decades that I'm penalised always for travelling as a solo traveller.
So has it got worse then, Sheila, in your opinion?
Well, no, interestingly, I think it's actually improved a bit. Just in the last few years, there are more companies now springing up that cater for solo travellers because I think there's more people doing it. When I started doing it 40 years ago, I was a total oddity. But I think there are more companies now catering for it. And a lot of companies will actually waive the solo supplement if you book. They'll have a few spots available. So if you book early, they may keep a few rooms for no solo supplement. Or booking last minute is the other way. If they have spots left, you might ask if they waive the solo supplement, and sometimes they will. But, you know, that's not reliable. That's the problem. So, yeah, I find it really irritating.
I can understand that. Yeah. Are there certain sites, you know, that you might direct Pippa to or companies that you'd use?
Well, there's a company based out of the UK called HF. Holidays. I love walking and I go on walking trips everywhere. They don't have solo, you have to join them, but they have no solo supplement in any of their UK spots. So if a solo traveller pays no more than one of a pair, but that's for walking holidays specifically, and I love doing those. So, but some of the other companies, I did find, what's that one, the travel department.
Yeah.
They will sometimes have solo only trips.
Okay. But it's in a group of a travel holiday.
I don't generally like to do.
Yeah. Ariana Dunn is with us as well. Ariana's the host of the Solo Powered podcast. Have you experienced this, Ariana?
Hi. Obviously, look, you know, I have to say hotels have to make their money. We know in the latest budget and things like that hospitality industry is suffering a little bit. Obviously, with the example given, when something is being charged on a per person basis, obviously they're going to be making more money for two people in the room than they're going to be making for one. So, you know, I can see how that happens. I think, you know, as someone who has done a lot of solo traveling and has had many people on my podcast who do solo traveling, I think a lot of the times it's really about you booking yourself and creating the holiday for yourself as opposed to using a travel agent. Obviously, travel agents themselves have to make their money on commission. So the more people that they can have in terms of like a group booking, the better. So for me, in terms of trying to avoid that supplement, I will often look for hotels that are charging on a room basis. So there are some hotels that charge on a room only and some that charge on a per person.
Is there a way find out who does that? Or, you know, do you just have to go into individual websites, I suppose, do you?
You would have to go into, yeah, exactly. Like booking.com as well, I think they generally charge on a per room. They'll show you if it's per room or per person. Also, Airbnb, as one of the previous callers mentioned, is really good. I mean, I know you're talking there about solo travel trips, and as Pippa said, you know, not everyone wants to go with a solo group. So solo group traveling is great if you're someone who is feeling a bit lonely and you want to meet new people and you want to meet new friends. Maybe you're a little bit scared of solo traveling. Then going on a solo trip like that can be great. But for most people, like myself, like Pippa, like your other caller who's been solo traveling for decades, we just want to go and experience new things and experience new cities. And it's not about, like, you know, meeting other people necessarily in a group situation. So there are some hotels, the Seafield Hotel, who sponsored my podcast, they offer solo breaks. So it's for one person, overnight accommodation with breakfast, an evening meal
and no supplement
package. And no, it's a specifically solo travel trip. It's a solo, and also Pasco Springs offer solo days. The Breton Hotel in Killarney, they offer specific solo packages. So we are seeing a lot of hotels kind of creating and catering for the solo traveler specifically.
Well, I'm happy to give them a
marketing themselves.
Shout
that,
out, you know, to any of those hotels today if they want to let us know where they are. It's 087 1400 106. Listener here says, if a hotel rents you the room for half the price, they're missing out on the opportunity of getting double that price from a couple. That's why. Richard says the hotels must be aware it's better to have a solo traveller in the bedroom rather than having an empty room for the night. So perhaps contact the hotels directly. This listener says it's so expensive being single. Single people are financially disadvantaged on every level. You have to pay more to live, car, house, heat. If a single pensioner receives a fuel allowance, the government will now dock other cost of living supports that were paid last year. I'm just used to putting up with less than married people, says this listener. Somebody suggesting Strandhill Lodge and Suites in Sligo, apparently great for solo travellers. They do a room rate, Pippa, as well. If you fancy a break in Sligo.
Interesting. Yeah, just can I just say your caller there who was talking about Airbnb, I mean, that wouldn't be something I'd go for, because obviously it's a nice thing to do with a few friends or a little group, but at least if you're in a hotel, you have this buzz around you. So I don't really think that's a goer.
The Airbnb's,
you know,
a runner, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not the groups, it's sort of specifically the city breaks. City breaks are a holiday that you're talking
city
about.
City breaks are a holiday in the sun or anything,
Rory from Rory's Travel Club is with us as well here on Lunchtime Live. Rory, can you shed any light? Why are they charged more?
Yeah, to be honest, this is something that I get messaged about every single day of the week. And I 100% get the frustration. But whenever you do the maths and when you look further into it, the logistics, a big part of it is that the hotel, for example, will have the exact same fixed cost, whether there's one person or two people staying in the room, which can be upwards of 25-30 euro before they even get started. By the time they pay a cleaner, by the time after you have the labour, you have the linen, everything else, you have the same fixed cost, whether there's one or two people. Also, a lot of hotels, whether there's one or two people in it, they're gonna fill the room regardless. So, for example, if a hotel room is 150 euro this evening for a couple, a lot of people say it should be 75 or 100 for a solo, which would be brilliant if that was the case. But realistically, a lot of these hotels will sell the room at 150 for two. So from a business point of view, and hotels typically don't have massive margins either. I completely see the argument, but unfortunately, and a lot of people will expect the price to be split completely in half, which will never be the case, obviously, as I say, with the fixed costs of the cleaning, etc. But that being said, if you shop around, you will definitely find... Well,
where would you suggest Pippa and Sheila and others might look? If they don't necessarily want group organised travel, where would you suggest, Rory?
Yeah, in Ireland or abroad?
Well, I suppose both, Pippa, really, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I'll give you a great example. So we actually send a newsletter out to our customers/members every week. And last week we actually had, it was flights and two nights in a 5-star hotel just outside Gdansk in Poland. And for two sharing, it was 155, and for a solo, it was 190. So for less than 200 euro, you can go from Ireland to Poland, and you have two nights in a 5-star hotel, which is absolutely brilliant value. That being said, obviously there is places that different parts of Ireland you'd be lucky to get in as a solo for one night, never mind the flight. So obviously it is just a matter of shopping around. And obviously, like I always, any advice I ever give in regards to travel is try and be as flexible as possible with your dates, because what could be €150 for a room tonight might be €110 tomorrow night, €250 the following night, depending on functions and whatever's going on. So if you do just shop around, even if it's one property you're looking at, the prices will genuinely fluctuate with what that hotel has going on and the occupancies.
I hope that's of some help, Pippa, to you today.
Yeah, well, actually, the Poland deal sounds very good.
Yes,
absolutely.
It's not Marrakesh, but you might be off to Poland and on holidays. Pippa, listen, thanks a million for joining us on the programme. That's Rory from Rory's Travel Club. Also, Ariana Dunn as well from the Solo Powered podcast, and Sheena for getting in touch with her own experience.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.